The University of Vermont has a zoning application in with the town of Linden. And that's because UVM wants to put up a weather monitoring station at the Caledonia County Fairgrounds. And it's the first of what could be a statewide network of about 20 towers. To help us understand what's going on with this project, we have Vermont Public's Howard Weiss-Tisman to explain it all. Hi, Howard.
Hey, Mary.
Howard, what do we know about the project? What's UVM going to do here?
Yeah, so this is the UVM Water Resources Institute, and they want to build what's known as a mesonet. A mesonet is a series of weather towers. They're about 30 feet high. They have instruments that record temperature, humidity, rainfall, things like that. And eventually, once all the towers are in place, it's a network that talks to itself. So it will give forecasters and other people interested in the weather real-time data from all over the state. There are 38 states have a mesonet, and Vermont is one of the 12 or so states that do not. And so they want to try to get this going here.
Oh, cool. How will all this new weather data actually be used when they do have all these towers up?
Yeah, so it can be used for forecasts. You know, we know that Vermont has been hit really hard by flooding. There are parts of our state, because of geography, that we don't really have good weather data for. So it'll help weather event planning, and it will also help the recovery process after flooding. Right now, Vermont relies on National Weather Service towers in Colchester and Albany, and there are a lot of pockets in the state that we are not getting really accurate, up-to-the-minute data. The National Weather Service is on board with this project. They're helping UVM kind of find the best sites in the state for these towers. Once the towers are up, the information is going to be public, so it could be used by farmers, emergency responders, etc. And along with forecasting, it's also going to let UVM do some long-term climate change data. So, you know, they say there's a lot of value and a lot of use in it.
We mentioned in the intro that Linden is the first place that UVM has presented this idea for the first tower. Any pushback from any of the players so far?
Yeah, there were some concerned citizens in Linden at the DRB meeting. They had, you know, a lot of the same concerns people have about towers, about the technology up there. Now, there's a big need in the Northeast Kingdom for this data. That's really one of the parts of the state where we don't have good data for. So the town is expected to give an answer on that zoning application very soon, within the next few days, possibly. And if that happens, UVM is hoping to pour concrete this year before it gets too cold. They have plans for a second tower in Duxbury, and they'll be applying for that in the spring. Each one of these towers costs about $50,000, and UVM does not have the money for the full project, so they're hoping to work with lawmakers or apply for grants to get the rest of the project going. It could take 5 or 10 years to get the whole thing complete, but first one's going up in Linden and then hopefully in Duxbury next year.
Ah, very cool. Well, thanks for filling us in on this weather tower project. That's Vermont Public's Howard Weiss-Tisman. Thanks, Howard.
You're welcome, Mary.